This is Bird Note.
Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game. This is the old redhead, Red Barber.
Longtime Brooklyn Dodger and later New York Yankee announcer Red Barber grew up in Mississippi and was known for his folksy way of speaking.
They call him the Big Cat, and he swings that heavy bat as though it weighed no more than a dry turkey feather.
One of his best-known catchphrases was that a player in a winning position was sitting in the catbird seat.
Delivers outside for ball three, and it's 3-0. Fry sitting up there in the catbird seat.
But what is a catbird seat? And what, for that matter, is a catbird? Well, the catbird part is easy. It's a cousin of the mockingbird in the bird family known as the mimids. And it does sound a little like a cat. As for the saying, it's been around since the 19th century, probably originating in the southern U.S., where there are lots of gray catbirds. The bird is normally a skulker, foraging near the ground or in dense underbrush. But during the breeding season, gray catbirds sometimes fight amongst themselves for the best territories. As part of the competition, the two combatants sing their way to higher and higher perches. The one who finally takes the highest perch is, well, sitting in the catbird seat, with the best view, in control, top bird, so to speak. So take it from Red Barber. The catbird seat is the place to be. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
It never sleeps. It goes on. was midway through the second chain lift. A big thunder mountain will roll where I turn to my Tinder, they flush with excitement of illumination. But hit by a prismatic spray of drones. Adjacent to night. Intellectual depth that leads to wisdom and happiness has been discarded in favor of shallow forms of reflection and recall. She bit her lip and she took my hand as we crossed from frontier to adventure land. Heft of her breast strains against shirt. Her legs disappear of that skirt. Long ride and lean in this panoptic sprawl of delight. An abdication of the difficult choices of life. We see just what we want to see. Believe we don't see. Time you realize you're in the abyss. The more you try to shine a light, the darker it gets. Destiny manifests in every dark ride. Until eventually you do agree, we're so justified. We see. From the bone, Oscar Needle remains left in a licentious pose. The inner workings of the machinery is exposed. It really wasn't so bad as far as Tinder dates go.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Just need to shut my mouth. you under my wing anything.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2012, spring in the Midwest warmed up early. Corn farmers planted their crops ahead of schedule, and the growing season looked promising. But then in May and June, almost no rain fell. The extremely dry conditions stunted plant growth and devastated crop yields.
By the time we got to mid-July, it was a really dire situation. So that's just a matter of maybe 6 weeks or so where we go from, yeah, everything's good, to we're really in trouble.
Trent Ford, the Illinois state climatologist, says what happened in 2012 is called a flash drought. It's when a lack of rain, paired with hot temperatures that boost evaporation from soils, create drought conditions that intensify quickly. As the climate warms, flash droughts are growing more common in many areas, even in places like the Midwest that are also seeing more heavy downpours.
And then we've also had some recent flash droughts in the southeast U.S., parts of Tennessee, Carolinas. That area, of course, is very heavily vegetated, and when it dries out, it creates a lot of fuel for wildfires.
So although flash droughts may be shorter-lived than the prolonged droughts that plague the western U.S. and other very dry regions, they can cause major damage. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is CJSF 90.